Now, as your bus driver, I want to say that I'm coming on strong, but many of you can tell by now that I have developed a little cold that has settled in my throat. I guess that's my weakest place. I used to have it settle in my head, and I'd tell folk that. A friend of mine said, well, it always goes to your weakest point. Well, I guess it's my throat now. Now, we want to go to the seventh chapter and get the first part of it because I did not deal in any length with the background for the giving of the prophecy of the virgin birth. And the background is this, and I would like to cover it. Now let me say that in verse 1, and I'll read it. And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up toward Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. Now, this is actually civil war, because the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom are fighting against each other. And this, may I say, was something very, very serious indeed. In fact, so much so that the king now was Ahaz. And Ahaz was not a good king, as we have already noted, that Isaiah began his period of a prophet formally at the time of the death of Uzziah. He lived during the reign of Uzziah, at least a portion of it, and he may or may not have prophesied. But we do have his commission and call to the prophetic office in the sixth chapter, which we looked at last time. Now, after him, there came Jotham. And Jotham was the king that reigned 16 years. Now, Uzziah had reigned 52 years. But Jotham was a good king. And Micah the prophet prophesied at this time. Then we have the reign of Ahaz. He reigned 16 years. And friends, he was a bad king. And I mean a very bad king indeed. And it was during this time that you have the time of the Civil War. And this is a time of great distress in Israel. Now, if you want to know how bad this man was, I'm going to turn over to 2 Kings, the 16th chapter, verse 2. Will you listen to this? 20 years old was Ahaz when he began to reign. And he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not that which was right in the sight of the Lord his God, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. And all of them were bad, of course. Yea, and made his son to pass through the fire. Now that was the worst kind of heathenism and paganism of that day. And we have this added here in verse 3 of 2 Kings 16. According to the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. Now this man, Ahaz, was a bad egg, I can assure you that. And he was frightened because he had no assurance when the Confederacy in the north, because Israel in the north teamed up with Syria and came down against him. They did not prevail at first, but he had every reason to believe that they finally would.